Good morning, everyone. From the 20th chapter of John. Early on that first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed. She ran to get the others, and they all looked into the empty tomb and then returned to their homes. But Mary stayed. As she wept, she bent to look inside the tomb, and there she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and one at the foot. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she did not recognize him and supposed him to be the gardener. "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus called to her, "Mary." She turned. "Teacher." On Easter morning, Christians all over the world look into the empty tomb. It is the most significant event in their tradition. To them, the empty tomb means that he who was dead has risen. It is an occasion for brass trumpets and colorful hats, fresh pastries and chocolate eggs. For certain Christians, however, like the writer John Updike, the very literal fact of the resurrection must be absolutely true. He explains why in his poem, Seven Stanzas for Easter. "Let us not mock God with metaphor, analogy, sidestepping transcendence, making the event a parable, a sign painted in the faded credulity of earlier ages. Let us walk through that door. And if we will have an angel at the tomb, make it a real angel, weighty with Max Planck's quanta, vivid with hair, opaque in the dawn light, robed in real linen, spun on a definite loom. Make no mistake, if he rose at all, it was as his body. If the cell's dissolution did not reverse, the molecules re-knit, the amino acids rekindle, the church will fall." The church of John Updike and countless other Bible literalists would indeed fall, but not ours. Come, let us look into the empty tomb with our own eyes and let us find our own meaning in Easter. Come, let us worship together.